So today we go right to the heart of the matter, right into the very meat of things. Identifying what you don't like in a conscious way is really what this series is all about. We've said before, but we'll say again very briefly, that there is an underlying issue at play here. And the issue is simple. For many of you, you have spent a long period of time invested in smoothing out the contrast when it comes to cash dollars, pounds, or euro. And so instead of actually using that for the rocket fuel that it can be, what you have done is attempted to keep it at bay in order to manage the situation, whatever the situation was. Here today, we want to take you down a different road. Now, it is quite likely that all of you are familiar with this idea, but we're going to approach it from a slightly different perspective. The thing that's a little bit different than anything you might have heard before is that we're going to look at this consciously. So imagine what happens when you sort of are waking up in the morning and you're a little bit drowsy and you're not quite present and there's maybe a little bit of sleep in your eyes and you can't quite see and you can't quite figure out what that buzzing noise is. But there's a buzzing noise and it seems like it's been going on for a very long time. And you're sort of thrashing and turning and sort of trying to get it to go away and thinking, well, whoever is making that noise, please stop. And then there comes a moment of recognition when you realize, oh, it's the alarm. And then you do whatever it is that you're going to do with that. Most of you have a history of sort of rolling around trying to figure out what that sound is that's annoying. And what's different about the alarm, where you can either turn it off or press the snooze bar, you can either get out of bed or lay there. It's obvious. There's an easy on-off kind of approach that you can take to it. When it comes to the topic of cash, going way back to the very beginning, one of the things that you might want to notice is that there's really no way to turn off that noise, or it seemed like there wasn't. So what you had to do is you had to sort of make peace with it, and we put that in quotes. You had to get okay with it, and we put that in quotes. You had to somehow or another smooth out the contrast because that issue was not going to go away. And you had lots and lots and lots of people who would agree with you and say, this issue isn't going to go away. You have to deal with it. You've got to deal with it. You've got to deal with it. You've got to deal with it. As you stop walking or stop driving, as you pull over, as you give space to your attention, give your attention to your attention, give time to your attention, give focus to your attention, as you make space, as you make room for this awareness, it's very simple. You just take a deep breath and you begin to notice what is actually going on that you don't like. Now, the trick here is to pay attention to the feeling, the vibration of what you don't like, not the details. The details are interesting, yes, certainly. And they can certainly bring you certain insights that can be quite powerful, yes. But that's not what we're interested in here. We're not interested in the why. We're not interested in the what. We're not interested in the how. We're not interested in the when. We're not interested in the where. We're not interested in the who. We're not interested in any of those things. What we're interested in is the feeling, which you'll notice is not in those sort of journalism 101 questions. Because journalism 101 just wants the facts, doesn't want the feeling. But we're not interested in the facts. What we're interested in is the feeling. What we're interested in is, what is that buzzing sound? Not what is it, as in what is the name of it, but what is it, as in what is the feeling of it? What is that minor irritation that sometimes flares up into a big irritation and anger or rage or despair or grief? Not what is its name, but what does it feel like? If you do this one time, and maybe you have already done something like this, if you do this one time and you really let yourself have the feeling of it and let it rise up, and that's why we suggest pull over to the side of the road, stop walking, sit down, give your attention to your attention, give your focus to your attention. This is not really, we don't even think, a conversation to be had with someone else. Maybe it is, but in the conversation, you might give too much weight to the details. This is just about the feeling. And undoubtedly, you will have words that are connected to the feeling, but if you're spending your time trying to translate what the feeling is into words, you're missing the point. Now, if you're really good at just letting words flow out of your mouth and not concerning yourself with what they actually mean,